Our Life Recovery Conference is always packed with great wisdom. The people that attend always say, "Oh, that was so amazing. I wish I would have known about this earlier." We have so many great teachings. And on this particular one, we're going to hear from Doug Barnes, who shares on the good recovery equation. Let's listen in.
My talk today is going to be on something I've come up with over 20 years of working with recovery and every man's battle and just through addictions. It's called the good recovery equation. Why? Because we need to understand what makes good recovery. And so I came up with this good recovery equation. Really simple, but it's very, very powerful in its use. So let's start with what it is. The equation, good recovery equation. When we're talking about good recovery, we're talking about time plus believable trust-building behaviors plus the sanctification of my character. So time plus believable trust-building behaviors plus the sanctification of my character. So let's begin to break this down, and I'll do it in sections, and so I hope it'll be helpful. So let's understand what we're really shooting for. There's a verse in Proverbs, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. It's Proverbs 22:3. Recovery is a journey. Recovery is a lifestyle change. And so a lot of addiction talks about behavior and the way that we need to change our behavior. So we don't want to necessarily just change the behavior, although we need to do that. We need to change our behavior. We can't keep doing what we used to do. Remember that my behavior is what I use to soothe myself when I don't get my needs met and I'm not understanding what's going on with me emotionally. So we're talking through behavior versus emotion. So we have, once we stop the behavior, then all of that stuff that gets stirred up in there begins to churn up, and then I need to know what to do with that. So this equation talks through behavior and emotions, and it's more of a process rather than just content. The content is you going to rehab, or you going to an intensive, or reading a book, or watching a webinar, or listening to a podcast. We want to get beyond just the content, because knowledge does not equal understanding. And so I may get a glimpse of something cognitively, but this is deeper than that. And so we take data, that's the conversations that we have sometimes that says it was blue, no, it was yellow, it was 4:30, no, it was 7:30 p.m., it was red, no, it was green. You know, I went there. No, I didn't. No, you didn't. And so we get lost in sometimes the deeper data details that really throw us off. Where is the focus of our recovery? Is there a point when details are important? Absolutely. But what we're looking for now is, let's talk through the process. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not something that's going to be done in a short amount of time. So the process of our recovery takes time, and that's one of the components that we're going to talk about here in just a minute. So remember, it's a lifestyle change. That's the umbrella. I can't change what I'm not aware of. And so as I get more aware of myself, then my recovery is going to change as well. So let's dive into the different components. There's three of them. The first one is time. Let's persevere. Let persevere finish. To work, perseverance, finish, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. That comes from James 1. A lot of us in recovery come here because we're fixers. We want the accomplishment. We fix it, we conquer it, we overtake it. And so we are doers, and we want to get things done. Recovery, good recovery, simply takes time. We're not going to finish this next week or next month. for a lot of us, this is going to be a lifetime of day-to-day work, and that's okay. For some of us, we're looking for an outcome. We're looking to get this done. Let me get this done. Move it on. I'm out. But that's not recovery. Recovery, because that would be just about changing the behaviors. Although we need to change those, the purpose is to get into our hearts and to change our hearts. And so that just takes time. We didn't get here in 30 minutes, and so it's going to take us longer than 30 minutes to get out of it. Most of us, it took us a lifetime to get here. That's okay. The process, not perfection. We're looking to keep the process going, not to settle for when it's over, because for most of us, it won't be over. We're looking for the finish line being when we stand before Jesus, okay? So that's about time. Also involved in time is a sense of urgency. When I'm doing my work, do I have a sense of urgency? Am I looking to get deeper into the work, but do it not lackadaisically and not a little bit today, a little bit on the weekend, a little bit next week. Oh, darn, I forgot to do it. I missed my meeting. I missed my check-in calls. I missed checking in with my spouse, girlfriend, or significant other. My accountability. That's not urgency. There's a time and a place that comes in a little bit from early recovery to mid-recovery where it becomes a more of a way that we embrace it. And it becomes a part of us. That's when recovery, that's when those around us know that recovery is changing, because that becomes our way of life. It becomes how we speak through different topics rather than, let's see, did I journal today? Did I write? Did I read my Bible today? Did I call my accountability guy today? It becomes more second nature. And we know that there are those four characteristics of a habit that we talk about at EMB, something that's done automatically, unconsciously, skillfully, and comfortably. And we want to get to that place in our recovery so that it's comfortable, yet I'm still using a sense of urgency. Again, what drives me to my behaviors? We're getting healthy needs met in unhealthy ways. And so I'm looking at, what needs do I have? Do I even realize I have needs? Do I even realize I have emotions that are sometimes driving this? That gets into the next two phases of our equation, okay? So that's time. The next one is building trust-building, believable trust-building behaviors. Dear children, let us not walk. Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. It's 1 John 3. I need to be conscious of not just having the intentions of doing the work. In recovery, intentions don't really matter. It's the actions and the words behind it. I can have all the great intentions. I intend to stop. We all intend to stop. But until we take the action to actually stop those unhealthy behaviors, that's when the real work can start. So let's talk a little bit about building trust building, believable trust building behaviors. Let's look at what they're not. This is not just about a list. It's not just a DIY to-do list. It's not just a project management list. It's not a list of, well, I did these five things today, and I did these five things the day before, and I did these five things the day before that, so I'm getting better. That doesn't really prove anything more than what I was saying before, that we can accomplish things. We can do things. Give me a list, give me a recipe, and I'll make it work. If that's the best I have, it's only a matter of time before those around us start seeing that I'm not really changing my character. I'm not changing the way I talk with folks. I'm not changing the way I interact with folks. So it's more than just trust building behaviors. It's not a list, but what it is me getting inside of my heart and wanting to be accountable for the ways that I misused my behaviors. So my time, where is my time? What have I done with my time? Am I accountable for where I am at all times of the day? My drive to work, my time at lunch, my time driving home in traffic, my devotional time, my workout time, my time with kids and time going to events. Am I accountable for that? And am I doing it not because someone requested it, but because I want to be accountable. I want someone to know where I am. I've been on my own, out on my own way too long. I want to be accountable for where I am, who I'm talking with, what I'm doing, everything I'm engaged in, because that's good for me. If I get out on my own and I get isolated, then I'm likely to misbehave, let's say. And again, this can be adapted to all types of addictions, escaping from reality, to get away from a present, unpleasant reality. And so when I'm engaged in having people know where I am, okay, that's one part. How about for my money, what I spend money on? Am I accountable for that? Am I accountable for my time, talent, and treasure, as they say? So every penny I spend, we need a paper trail. Maybe I don't need to carry cash. I don't need a secret credit card. I don't need a slush fund. I don't need a secret IRA. And all of that needs to come together in one place and be known. I'm only as known as I want to be. So in recovery, I can only accept acceptance if I'm fully known. And so am I going to disclose all of this because it's good for me, not because someone requested it? The more I push back, the more I'm wanting to act in and keep parts of my life still to myself. And that's not good recovery. So my time, talent, and treasure, okay? Where am I? Am I accountable for, if I'm going to be 15 minutes late coming home from work, I need to be on the phone and I need to be calling those that I need to call and say, hey, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. And you know what? You better show up in 14 minutes and 55 seconds. If I'm not, that just goes back to the way I've lied and deceived and held back and withdrew. I acted in with all of those folks that I claim to love the most. And recovery says, I want everything above board. I don't want anything that's not exposed, not out in front of me, not because someone is telling me to, not because a book told me to say these things, not because a rehab facility said, you need to be doing these things. No. I do them because that's the man that God is calling me to be, or the woman, or whatever. That's the person God is calling me to be today. And so I need to engage in everything being above board. Okay, so why do we need? Why do we need believable trust-building behaviors? Because I am not trustworthy. If I hide in the dark, if I keep things secret, which that's what addiction is, it's keeping things in the dark. And so we don't want to keep things in the dark. We need boundaries around our lives, around where we go, around who we're with. There's some great podcasts that I know of that talk about primary and secondary boundaries and all of the areas that we need to be open and honest and upfront about our lives. And for some of us, I know this is hard. We're dealing with the people we thought we were. And I'll own it. The man I thought I was, I am not that guy. And I've had to come to terms with, I've hidden a lot of things. I've said a lot of things I didn't mean to say. I've hurt a lot of people I didn't mean to hurt. But I did do all those things. And so how can I repair that? I cannot be trusted until I become trustworthy. So this is not just how I can do a list. It's from my heart, I am doing these things because they're the right things to do for my recovery, not because I'm being told to. Okay? So there's way more to this, but for the sake of time, I have to move on. Sanctification of our character. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:3. So let's define sanctification to begin with, because that's kind of a churchy word. It's a long word. Let's put some definition to it. So here's a simple definition. The action or process of being freed or purified. The action or process of being freed or purified. So here again, there's that word process. So it's ongoing. It doesn't stop. Scripture talks a lot about our sanctification. And so am I even aware of ways I need to be in this process? So simply, let's talk about some of our negative character traits, some of these traits that come out. And I'm going to talk about some negative and positive character traits. And that's a short list. There are lists out online that you can find that have these listed out there. And but the operative word here is awareness. So am I aware of the unholy trinity? Me, myself, and I? They get into some of these really negative places. And so my anger comes out. My selfishness comes out. My pride, my ego, being grumpy. I mean, how do these traits come out in conversations, especially around those that we say with our mouth we love the most? If I'm not being aware of that, then I'm going to continue to wound those around me that I don't want to wound anymore. And again, that's not good recovery. In conversations, in places I go, at church, at school, at my kids' soccer games, at PTA meetings, at whatever I go to, am I aware of how I'm coming across to people? Is my grumpiness coming out? Is my pride showing up? Is my selfishness out? And so if it is, I need to take ownership of that and correct it. It's not like I'm out on the basketball court and call foul, you know, basketball players, you know, foul. Yep, I did that. You know, I broke a guy's nose, but sorry about that. You know, no, it's not just owning it. It's now the process changes to how can I get my journal out? How can I start writing about this is the day, this is the time, this was a conversation that my grumpiness showed up and my anger was on top of that and my selfishness came out. These are some of the emotions that I was feeling, and I'm writing about it to process through how those negative character traits affect everyone around me. Maybe I need to start looking at where the origin of some of those in my own life. I mean, that's a whole nother talk that we can get into later. But it's defining those for me. Now, there are not all character traits are negative, right? I mean, we got determination, optimism, compassion, trustworthiness, you know, being sensitive. Those are all great traits. But typically, those aren't the ones that we hone in on. And so am I checking in with my spouse, my accountability partner, my coach, my counselor, my accountability group? Am I working with them on, hey, I am trying to recognize these traits and I'm trying to work on them. And so if you see it, please call it out. But remember, it's not their job. This is my work. I need to become more aware of when these come out in my life so that I can say, well, hey, you know what? I'm doing it again. That trait's coming out again. Let me do some amends making and then let's have this conversation again. So I'm going into prayer. I'm going into accountability with a accountability partner or with my group. And so I want to finish strong, but I'm calling myself out. The great Sun Tzu, The Art of War, he said, this is a paraphrase, if I know myself and I know the enemy, I will win more battles than I lose. Now, again, this is not about outcome, but it's a process of taking charge. So there's also a spiritual component here. Having confidence in this, that he who began a work in me will carry it out to completion, right? Philippians 1. We want to finish strong. So for today in our recovery, how does this work? So awareness is the key to change. I need to be aware that time plus believable trust-building behaviors plus the sanctification of my character will change the texture and the landscape around me, around my house, around my work, around my groups, around my people. And so I want to be really aware of how am I working through this process? And we've only touched on the real high level of it. There's way more components. There are lots of moving parts to this thing we call recovery. So this has spiritual implications like, what kind of man is God calling me to be? He wants me to live a sanctified life and to live with godly character. Am I really wanting to discover that inside of me? Am I really wanting to do that hard work and to really sit with some of that uncomfortability and just say, yep, that's me. And this is how I'm going to work on changing it. So again, thank you for listening today. The Good Recovery Equation, time plus believable trust-building behaviors plus the sanctification of my character. I hope this was helpful. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of the conference.